morning, friends, and welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast. It's such a blessing to have you here again as we continue our journey through the Psalms. In our last episode, Psalm 48 reminded us of God's greatness and the security found in His presence. Today, in Psalm 49, we shift to a humbling and powerful truth that our true wealth is not measured by what we own, but by who owns our heart. This psalm speaks to every generation, from ancient times to our modern world, which is often obsessed with success and image. It reminds us that when all is said and done, riches fade, but righteousness remains. Today's devotional is titled Eternal Investments. Psalm 49, verse 16 to 17 reads, "Do not be overawed when others grow rich, when the splendor of their houses increases, for they will take nothing with them when they die. Their splendor will not descend with them." This psalm is often referred to as a wisdom psalm. It reads like a sermon rather than a song. It teaches that both the rich and poor share one thing in common: mortality. Here are its four key insights. 1. Wealth cannot buy immortality, verses 6 to 9. No one can ransom their soul with riches death levels all. 2. Foolish confidence in wealth, verses 10 to 13. People who trust in riches boast of their possessions, but they perish like beasts. 3. Hope for the faithful, verses 14 to 15. Unlike the ungodly, those who trust in God have a glorious hope. God will redeem me from the realm of the dead. He will surely take me to Himself. 4. A call to perspective, verses 16 to 20. Don't envy the rich. They may have luxury now, but they can't take it beyond the grave. True honor comes from living wisely before God. This psalm isn't condemning wealth. It's exposing misplaced trust. It reminds us that what we hold in our hands matters far less than what we have in eternity. Eternal perspective in a temporary world. In our culture, success is often measured by visibility, followers, possessions, or influence. But Psalm 49 calls us to a different kind of success, eternal success. Money can buy comfort, but not contentment. It can build a house, but not a home. It can purchase medicine, but not peace. True wealth is not in accumulation, but in alignment, aligning your heart with God's eternal values. This psalm asks us a vital question. What are you trusting to give your life meaning? If your worth is tied to what you have, then when those things change, your peace will vanish too. But if your identity is anchored in Christ, your peace remains unshakable because He never changes. Our scripture couldn't be more relevant to our times. In a world chasing status, God reminds us that character outlasts currency. Your value isn't in your bank account, it's in being His child. In moments of envy, when others seem to be advancing faster, remember that material gain without spiritual growth is hollow. In the daily grind, it's easy to measure success by numbers, income, followers, likes, but God measures success by faithfulness. In seasons of lack, don't despair. The psalm declares that the righteous will be redeemed, meaning God sees, sustains, and will ultimately reward your trust in Him. In your witness to others, let your life show that peace doesn't come from possessions, but from presence, the presence of God living within you. We are stewards, not owners. The question isn't how much we've gained, but what we've given and who we've become in the process. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that true wealth is found in you alone. Help us to live wisely, not trusting in what we have, but in who you are. Teach us to be content, generous, and humble. For those listening today who feel anxious about finances or the future, may they find peace in their hearts. Remind them that you are their provider, their protector, and their portion. Let us store treasures in heaven through faith, love, and obedience, Lord. Help us to live for what lasts forever, keeping our eyes fixed on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The treasures of this world will fade, but the treasures of faith will never lose value, friends. Psalm 49 reminds us to hold things loosely and hold God tightly. So, let your security be found in the Savior, not in savings. Let your identity rest in grace, not in possessions. When you live with eternity in mind, even the smallest act of faith becomes a lasting investment in heaven's economy. If today's message touched your heart, share it with someone who may be striving, comparing, or worrying about the future. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Johnsey, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsey podcast. Take care.